I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It's another busy week in business and the economy. We've got lawsuits, trade disputes, and job worries. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first, how about an update on the big corporate trials? What's happening in courts this week?
Well, we have one big case wrapping up and another one starting up. Martha Stewart's trial is winding down. Closing arguments from her attorneys and from prosecutors early this week. That case will probably go to the jury sometime midweek. And you'll remember that on Friday, the judge dropped the most serious charge against her, securities fraud. So she now faces verdicts on conspiracy and obstruction of justice. And in that very same federal courthouse in Manhattan, the Adelphia trial gets up and running today. The cable company's founder, John Regas, and two of his sons are charged with looting about $1 billion from the company. The company is now bankrupt. They each face prison sentences of up to 30 years. And believe it or not, the Tyco trial is still going. That one started back on September 29th.
So there are also corporate disputes in the works this week, one at the New York Stock Exchange, one at Disney's annual meeting, which should be, well, quite a frenzy.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and start with the New York Stock Exchange. The whole controversy over Dick Grasso's pay package is back in the spotlight. He's the Stock Exchange's former chairman who was forced out last fall. And since then, there's been some talk that the big board would try to get him to give back some of his pay. Well, last week, Grasso said, no, you're not taking a dime, and in fact, I may try to get even more money from you. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal today that says the exchange will probably now sue him. Over at Disney, of course, it's the big annual meeting on Wednesday. We're expecting up to a third of Disney's shareholders to possibly withhold their votes from Michael Eisner in his bid to remain chairman of the company. He won't lose his job yet because he's running unopposed, but it certainly would give the board something to think about.
So what else should we be watching for this week?
Well, as of this morning, the European Union is levying the highest ever trade sanctions against all manner of products from the U.S. This month alone, it's going to cost U.S. exporters an extra $16.5 million to sell their goods in the EU. This is all about tax breaks that U.S. exporters get. The World Trade Organization has said they're illegal. The sanctions are going to get worse by the month, so Congress is really under pressure to get to work on some bills to get rid of those tax breaks. The original deadline was today. And we'll get the latest on unemployment at the end of the week. Analysts are expecting about 125,000 jobs to have been created last month. They think the unemployment rate will stay at about 5.6. They've been wrong before, so we'll see what the government says. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into the backlash against the growing ranks of the nouveau riche in China.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.